busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train when I was feeling near.
Welcome back.
As my jeans.
Thanks for hanging around. You know, I'm still getting used to these whole transition things where we got to wrap it up, you know. And, but we're back right after this. I just, yep, okay, bye. So thanks for, you know, to Conrad, the producer, who's keeping me honest. And but yeah, no, I appreciate everyone listening and sticking around and all that stuff. I really appreciate hearing some of the things that Dr. Underly said. You know, when I was in school, it was not easy. You know, I had ADHD and it was really, really hard. No matter how I tried, it was a lot of reminders of why I wasn't good enough. You know, there were teachers that would say that. I remember, you know, my German teacher telling me a couple times, you need to go take a pill or something, you know? And it was just, it was really hard. I hated homework because it didn't always, you know, compute and the wires didn't always connect. And oh man, it was difficult. And I even to this day, I see some of the commercials on TV about, you know, back to school and all of that. And I still get like PTSD, you know, from that. And I think that's, it matters a lot too, you know, to listen to your kids. When I had a math teacher, and I'm not going to mention their name, who was horrific to me and to a lot of students that I know in my school. And, you know, there was more than one occasion where this teacher would tell me how stupid I was and how I'm not going to amount to anything and, you know, get used to what fryer oil smells like. And it's just, you know, you'll be flipping burgers and all this other stuff. And I'm someone who I've always thought, you know, the best way to get back at someone is to be successful. And, you know, it's a shame to me that this person now is not a teacher, but she's the superintendent of schools in a rural school district in, I think, Arcadia or something in Wisconsin here. But, there, you know, it's important to listen to your kids where if they're struggling with something, if there's a teacher or a student or whatever that's making them feel that way, listen to them. Because, like, there's not everyone's meant for that role, you know? And it's because of teachers like that, and which is so sad because she like rose the ranks and became the principal at the school that I graduated from. And I remember like classmates and that was in that same class that reached out to me, were like, oh my God, can you believe it? Like, oh, what a train wreck. But I'm so encouraged to hear some of the things that Dr. Underly was talking about, of how every student brings something and every student matters and all voices matter and people have gifts regardless of what they're dealing with. And I love that because so much has changed since I was in school. I'm not that old. Dang it, I'm not that old. But I see where my 8-year-old is going in life, and you know, he's got a lot of my traits, and I think he's got the one that is the 4-letter ADHD thing. But I think it's not a death sentence to his education. And I always say that what I learned in high school, what I learned in the hallways, was so much more important than what I learned in the classroom. And that was really only because there were teachers out there that didn't know how to properly instruct some people that didn't always get it, you know? And they would revert to, oh, you're stupid. Oh, you know, just get used to flipping burgers. You know, you're not going to, we know, Mark, you're not going to be a rocket scientist when you grow up. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll own a business. Maybe I'll run for office and win 3 times. Maybe I'll do some things like that. And maybe one day I'll write a letter and so she can frame it and put it on her wall. you know? But I don't know. I'm so proud to be a public school graduate, even if it wasn't the most incredible experience of my life, because I do know that public education is really the most important thing that we can fund as a society, because that is our future. And I'm so excited to see where public education is going, because they are able to best help the best and the brightest, and also those people that are struggling. And so for us to kind of take some of those dollars and give it to a school that does still believe that, hey, you know, get used to flipping burgers, I think that that is such the wrong thing to do. That is the wrong idea. We have to do better. And I'm thrilled to know that we are trying to do better. But it is really in spite of the state assembly and the state senate not wanting to do that. You know, the money is there. The funding is there to make sure our public schools are funded and funded well. But they're, again, just choosing not to do it. And that sucks. But what doesn't suck was this show. I really hope you enjoyed it. My thanks to Dr. Jill Underley. And my thanks to Civic Media for allowing me to say all these wonderful things on the radio every week. And I'm looking so forward to seeing you next week. I'm Mark Becker for the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.